local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, if we could only get a little rain this winter, it sure would be nice. Oh, Dr. Bill has that forecast on the way. It's 55 and cloudy now. Let's check the ride in first with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us snow wrecks in the roadways, Old Shell, University, and Airport. Seeing some delays this morning already, but nothing out of the ordinary across the Bayway. You've got the 181 and 90, some heavier traffic by the Eastern Shore Center as well, but no new wrecks that'll slow us down. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some of that stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel, a 20,000-square-foot European spa with jacuzzi, steam room, and dry sauna. See them at Grand 1847. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 7:08 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And coming up this morning, too, Quinn Hilliard joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking to him and, of course, turning up your voice at 343-0106. All right, so I stumbled upon this list from the folks over Business Insider. These are weird things. These are tips that will make you seem more competent. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you will be more competent.
You could seem like it, though.
Seem more competent. Number one on their list, speaking quickly. Whether you're at work or talking to a friend, studies have shown other people think we're more capable when we talk fast. And here's the bonus. The faster you talk, the more chance you have of winning an argument because the other person doesn't have time to evaluate what you're saying. Let me write that down. It's very true.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of politicians.
Yeah, sounds like how that's how we were trained in my household.
To
be able to try to win the argument. And you know what? As mother says, little bluebirds don't have little red birds. I've got a couple of those children in my house now. It was a massive debate last night with the 13-year-old. So.
And who won?
Well, she did. Yeah, oh. She did. And number two here, acting cold to people. Being a little standoffish makes you come off as more skilled than you act when you're, that they would think when you're warm and fuzzy all the time. Study back in 2009 tested it out. People who were not easy to talk to were consistently seen as more competent. Number three, asking for advice. This one's kind of reverse psychology. Asking for someone else's input makes them feel smarter, which then reflects well on you. At least one study found it works better for women, though. If you're a guy, it can have an opposite effect, especially if you're a man in a leadership position. Hmm. So there you go. Business Insider, three hacks to make you seem competent. I mean, it's going to make you competent. Well, it's just going to seem.
That's just stupid. See, try number two out there.
There you go. Very good. I like it. 710 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. While you were sleeping, 16 states have filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. The Associated Press is reporting the Attorney General for California is leading the suit, saying the suit alleges the Trump administration's action violates the Constitution. That action that he is referring to, he says, quote, President Trump Trump treats the rule of law with utter contempt. He knows there's no border crisis. He knows his emergency declaration is unwarranted, and he admits that he will likely lose this case in court. The attorneys general of Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Virginia are all involved in this lawsuit. Just last Friday, President Trump declared a national emergency to back his campaign promise to build a wall. The move allows the president to bypass Congress to use money from the Pentagon and other budgets. As for California and New Mexico, the two Mexican border states in this lawsuit, they say this wall will harm wildlife. Alabama authorities need your help this morning as an escaped inmate could be anywhere in the state. They want you to be on the lookout for 48-year-old Florette Martin. She escaped from a Montgomery facility on Monday morning around 1 a.m. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that Martin was working her assigned job location. She was last seen wearing new white Skechers shoes, a blue jeans, and a black and white hooded sweater. She's described as 5'5" and weighs approximately 136 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes. She has been serving time at the Montgomery Women's Facility, as back in 2008 she was sentenced to 13 years on a robbery charge. If you have information, call ADOC 1-800-831-8825. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. She has Skechers. She has Skechers inmate. You think you would have some, you know, like the like the store brand.
Yeah, you would think so.
Maybe some,
not something sponsored by Tony Romo.
Right. Maybe some K-Swiss or something like that. not the Skechers. All right. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. Hey, the ceasefire tech movement has taken over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so CSpire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They're also setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology are the foundations for economic development, CSpire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the CSpire tech movement is leading the way. Join the movement at CSpire.com/tech movement. 713 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the Boone Pie Minute, brought to you by D&K.
We continue the countdown till downtown Mardi Gras parades resume, and we answer the question, who do you have to get permission from to start a Mardi Gras Mystic Society? I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Boone Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by D&K on the Beltline. Purchase or rent tails for the balls. For all your fine menswear and Mardi Gras formal needs, come by D&K on the Beltline today and let the good times roll.
Recently, I was asked by a friend, who do you have to see to start a Mystic Society? My answer, just your friends and their friends. To have a mass ball, you get some mask, music, Mardi Gras decoration, some food and drink, and then have a ball, I explained. If you want to parade, it is a little more complicated. Not only do you need some floats, but you have to work with the police for a parade day and route. Since the mid-1970s, getting floats for a new parade has been a lot easier. That's when a couple of parading societies began offering their floats for rent. Not having to face the cost of floats and a float barn make it easier to start a new parading society. Long waiting lists for membership and easier availability of floats spurred the growth and a number of new parading groups here along the Gulf Coast. For podcasts, parade routes, and times, check our website, fmtalk1065.com. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Mardi Gras is here, and D&K Suit Discounters has everything you need to party in style. Tux and tail rentals, sizes 34 to 70, start as low as $69.95. Own a tux from $89 and tails from $99. Or get the costume de rigueur package, including tails, PK shirt, vest, and bow tie for $169.95. Plus a full line of formal accessories, including tux shoes, vests, bow ties, cummerbunds, and cufflink and stud sets. For all your formal and fine menswear needs, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, or online at dnkmobile.com. We'll be right back. Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenage murder suspect is now in jail. 19-year-old Terrence Sims surrendered to police on Monday after more than a week on the run. Police were looking for Sims for a shooting in broad daylight at the Crichton Shopping Center. He's charged with the murder of 20-year-old Christopher Edwards. A woman is in the Escambia County Jail after authorities say she hit two people, including a teenager, with her car. It happened at a home on Decatur Avenue in Warrington. Troopers say Patricia Winters was backing out when she dragged a woman with her driver's side door. A 16-year-old girl ran over to help when she was also hit by Winters' car. Authorities say the girl fell to the ground and was run over again. She suffered internal injuries, including broken ribs. Winters is charged with hit and run and aggravated battery. Eric Watt has pleaded guilty to driving high and drunk when his vehicle plowed into eight servicemen walking along Perdido Beach Boulevard in 2017. Six of them were seriously injured. Watt will be sentenced April 30th. He faces up to 5 years in prison and will also have to pay restitution to some of the victims. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Duke Blue Devils back on top. A future Baseball Hall of Famer announces his retirement. And Maryland coach Mike Locksley gets a gift via the transfer portal. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The newest AP Top 25 poll was released Monday, and as expected, Tennessee's four-week reign at the top of the poll ended following their blowout loss to Kentucky Saturday. The Vols were replaced at number one by Duke. The Blue Devils received 28 of 32 first-place votes this week, returning to the top spot for the third time this season. Gonzaga moved up to number two and received the remaining four votes for number one, followed by number three, Virginia. Kentucky moved up to fourth, and Tennessee's second loss of the season caused them to fall to number five. Nevada remains ranked sixth, followed by Michigan at seven, and Houston, Marquette, and North Carolina round out the top 10. LSU is the only other SEC team currently ranked in the top 25. They moved up six spots to number 13 this week after beating Kentucky on the road last week. Auburn is just outside of the rankings. They received 21 votes. Mississippi State received two, and Ole Miss got one lonely little vote. Tonight, there are four SEC games to be played. At 6 p.m., Vanderbilt plays at number 5, Tennessee, and Ole Miss plays at South Carolina. Then at 8 o'clock, Alabama's on the road to take on Texas A&M. The Tide will try to end a two-game slide after blowout losses to Mississippi State and Florida last week. Also at 8 o'clock tonight, Missouri hosts number 4-ranked Kentucky. In some baseball news, Bruce Bochy announced that he will retire as the manager of the San Francisco Giants following the conclusion of the 2019 season. Bochy became the manager of the Giants in 2007 after he managed the San Diego Padres for 12 seasons. He led the Giants to three World Series titles in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
Mine is time. You know, I've managed with my gut. You know, I came up here in 2007 on my gut, and so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride.
The 63-year-old reportedly told the team Monday morning during a team meeting, Bochy's 1,926 career victories ranks 11th all-time among managers. In college football, former Virginia Tech Hokies quarterback Josh Jackson announced that he's transferring to Maryland for the 2019 season to play under new Terrapins head coach Mike Locksley. Jackson will be immediately eligible as a graduate transfer. He missed all but three games last season with the Hokies due to a leg injury. In his redshirt freshman season in 2017, Jackson passed for 2,991 yards, rushed for 324, and picked up 26 total touchdowns. It's a nice addition for Locksley, whom Maryland hired in December after he served as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Monday that Oklahoma wide receiver Marquise Brown underwent surgery for a Liz Frank injury last month. That'll prevent him from participating in the combine and his pro day. Brown's a projected top 15 pick in April's NFL draft. He is expected to be ready for summer training camp. If you like to golf, there's a cool event coming up in March. American Legion posts in Mobile and Baldwin counties will host a charity golf classic to celebrate the American Legion's 100th birthday. The tournament's scheduled for Sunday, March 23rd at the Spring Hill College Golf Course on Dolphin Street.
Proceeds from the tournament will benefit local veterans and youth through various American Legion programs. They're inviting all local veterans and golfers to participate. The fee is $75 per golfer or $300 for a four-person team, but you can also donate or sponsor. Registration forms are available at your local American Legion posts or on Facebook at the American Legion District 33 page. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The dreaded alternative minimum tax underwent a major overhaul in the new tax law. The AMT ensures that if you make a lot of money, even if deductions reduce your taxes, you still have to pay at least a set minimum amount. Under the law, married couples filing jointly do not have to worry about paying the AMT for any income below $109,400. That cutoff is a lot higher than it used to be. Like all the other changes in the tax law, though, the higher limits are set to expire in 2026. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Attention, everyone. I have a President's Day pro tip. You need to go to Dell.com/business deals right now because Dell's President's Day sale is live as we speak, and it's monumental. Get deals on Dell business computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and business tech, plus doorbusters up to 45% off. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Free shipping included. Again, call 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
It's finally here. Robert Stowe Power Equipment's 26th annual open house, February 20th and 21st. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the season on top residential and commercial brands of lawn and garden equipment. For 2 days only, save big on in-stock inventory from Snapper, Echo, Toro, DR Equipment, Skag, Honda Steel, and Husqvarna, as well as discounted parts for all brands. Plus, try your luck and enter a drawing for a chance to win handheld equipment from Husqvarna and Steel, both to be given away at Robert Stowe Power Equipment on Thursday the 21st. That's not all. Come by for free food. The folks at Robert Stowe Power Equipment will be cooking out both days of the open house, so stop by and join them for lunch while manufacturer sales reps answer your questions about the latest in lawn and garden equipment. Don't miss the low prices and great giveaways during Robert Stowe Power Equipment's two-day open house sale, February 20th and 21st, celebrating 41 years of great sales and trusted service. Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We're seeing some heavier traffic on Airport and Snow. Be careful. Also, McFarland, Cottage Hill, you're seeing some heavier traffic near Causey Middle. Watch your speed. Officers have been running some radar and watch for the school buses, but accident-free conditions continue. The Bayway, the Causeway, it's still a good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast, including that rain coming up in just a second. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A health alert is in effect this morning, and it's impacting babies and adults as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced late last week that the Dollar General Baby Gripe Water Herbal Supplement sold at their stores nationwide is being recalled. This is an herbal supplement used to relieve stomach discomfort. The issue is an undissolved ingredient, which may cause difficulty in swallowing the product. And the recall includes all lots of this product sold at every single Dollar General across the nation. So the product details, here's how it goes. The product is administered orally to infants, and when it comes to adults, you also can take the ingredient. It's packaged in a 4-ounce amber bottle, and the bottles have plastic caps with safety seals and does contain an oral syringe. Kingston Pharma, that's the company that issued the recall, said that yes, they have received a report of a 1-week-old having difficulty when swallowing this product. It's also received, they say, 3 other complaints attributed to the undissolved citrus flavor. Now, customers should stop using the product and throw it away or return it to the Dollar General store where it's purchased. That's according to the FDA. And, of course, if you have questions, call 1-844-724-7347. Closer to home, if you'd like to give but you're not quite sure where to go, I have the details just for you. Here is the headline: Be the Light for the Village, Light of the Village. They're having a supply drive. It's aimed to help get supplies needed and used regularly for those in our community from February 14th until February 28th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can drop off at Yenny Hall on the first floor, and here are the items that are requested: Capri sun drinks, construction paper, soft soap, paper towels, copy paper, hand sanitizer, and you can always give a cash donation. This event is sponsored by the SHC Business Club, which is the Spring Hill College Business Club. If you'd like more information, follow me on Instagram at KellyK2KFinley, and the details are waiting for you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane on the way. Also, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Quinn Hillier will join us. Hey, give you a news update here for something that, okay, so in sports, you mentioned the Liz Frank injury. Liz Frank Frank injury. Okay.
Yeah, I always thought it was Liz Frank, but it's Liz Frank.
Liz Frank injury. So I've heard that before, but to be frank with you, I've had zero idea what that is.
It's pretty painful for any athlete, but especially football guys who got to run around. It's a foot injury. And you know, when you step down from something wrong, land on your foot, and the middle top part of your foot just hurts really bad, stings.
You said during the news break, y'all, this will make sense. When you jump off the tailgate of the truck,
right,
and you've been working all day or whatever, and it hurts on the top of your foot.
Yeah, you just get this stinging pain on the top of your foot. You're like, what happened?
That's a Liz Frank.
I think that has to do with your Liz Frank, but these Liz Frank injuries are when you actually get a fracture or a dislocation of those bones that connect to your toes on the top of your foot, right smack dab in the middle of your foot, right below the ankle. And I know Peyton Manning dealt with one for a long time, and it can really, I mean, obviously it makes it hard to run. That's what happened to Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown.
But the name of that, so if you have that, that's a Liz Frank.
Yeah, named after Jacques Liz Frank de Saint Martin.
He was a surgeon with Napoleon's army, right?
That's right.
The Le Grand Army. Huh. Very good. Learned new things, man. We'll learn more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Baldwin County School Board is suing the State Board of Education and the newly created Gulf Shore School District over how taxpayer money should be split. The school board believes State School Superintendent Eric Mackey should not have the final say. He ordered Baldwin County to pay Gulf Shore $7 million as part of the split.
We didn't ask for this split, but we're being asked to basically pay everything for them to start up their school system.
Superintendent Eddie Tyler, the case could be heard in the next 6 weeks. The Gulf Shores Police Department is hoping homeowners and businesses will give them access to their surveillance cameras. The initiative, called a Community Camera Partnership, would have those with cameras sign up for a database and give cops permission to view the video. Police say that way they don't have to comb an area where crime happened to find those that may have surveillance video. New flu numbers from the Mobile County Health Department. Just over 1,000 people have tested positive for the flu this season, a significant drop from last year where the numbers were almost double at this time. Mobile County remains the least affected area in Alabama. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys,
lock them up.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. I'm running for president.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announces in a video message another run at the White House on what his campaign is all about.
Transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
North Carolina election officials say the country's last undecided congressional election is marred by irregularities. Republican Mark Harris narrowly leads Democrat Dan McCready in that race.
Sometime this week, we will find out what is going to happen in this 9th district, whether or not they're going to certify Harris as the winner or declare a new election.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher, 16 states have filed a lawsuit over President Trump's emergency declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says Trump is violating the Constitution. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. China's economy czar is heading to Washington for talks Thursday and Friday aimed at ending a fight over Beijing's technology ambitions ahead of a deadline for a massive U.S. tariff hike. The announcement follows talks last week in Beijing that U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said made headway on key issues. Business groups and economists saw Friday's surprise announcement of the decision to meet this week as a sign negotiations are making progress. Both governments have expressed optimism, but they've given no details of their talks. Elite colleges nationwide have increased the number of low-income students they enroll in recent years, but getting those students to graduate has been more challenging. The Wall Street Journal says the average difference in six-year graduation rates between students who receive Pell Grants, federal awards for low-income families, and those who didn't at a particular school was nearly 9 percentage points. Crude oil up 44 cents at $56.42 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, here we go. Another great morning. Not as cool as it was yesterday, but still in the 50s. What about today? What do we expect?
Well, we've got a weather front that's stalled just offshore. It's going to come back on us as a warm front tomorrow. And then a storm system will develop along that front and give us plenty of rain on Wednesday and on into Thursday. But for today, look for cloudy skies, and we'll see a few showers developing today. And it'll be a little warmer than yesterday, around 65 degrees, but kind of a gusty wind out of the east. Now, tonight, look for showers with temperatures in the low 60s as that front begins to move onshore. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day again with a good chance for showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two. And with that front moving inland, we'll see temperatures up around 75 tomorrow. As for Thursday, well, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers, temperatures in the mid-70s. And we're going to stay on the warm side as we get into Friday, upper 70s, partly cloudy and just a few showers. And then Saturday, again, near 80 degrees. And partly cloudy with a few showers. Sunday looks like the best day right now, the weekend. Just a few scattered showers and temperatures in the low 70s. So as you can see, we got some warm weather coming in. It's going to stay with us all the way into the weekend. There's rain in the forecast each day, but really the greatest coverage of rain will be Wednesday night and into early Thursday.
What kind of totals do you expect during that period?
Just during that time, we could see 1 to 3 inches of rain, especially over southeast Mississippi and interior southwest Alabama. That's where the totals could be greatest. But that's going to be the major rainfall period Wednesday and Wednesday night. And over the weekend, it'll be very spring-like with temperatures in the 70s and just a few scattered showers.
What about during that rainfall? I mean, we think about warm temps and then a front coming through. Severe weather a concern here?
Yeah, that's what we're watching. Right now, it looks like we could see some severe activity Wednesday night, early Thursday in central and northern Alabama. It doesn't look like it down here. We'll continue to watch to see if conditions become favorable.
This is, I mean, when we start thinking severe weather, our severe weather, well, we've talked about it before. It seems like it can happen, you know, throughout the year. But our severe weather season, when you look at things like tornadoes, it's earlier than the year than most people think about, you know, oh, it's late spring and summertime, but that's really more for the Great Plains, right? We're this time of year.
Yeah, the Great Plains, we look at May and April, May, and into early June. And here in the Gulf Coast, we have a better chance actually in the wintertime of seeing some tornado activity. And we even have a little bit of a maximum that shows up in the late fall, get into November and early December. But yeah, the traditional Great Plains activity is in the late spring.
Dr. Bill, if folks have yet to pick up their 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, first of all, tell them why they need a copy, and second of all, where they get it.
Well, this will get you ready for the hurricane season with a hurricane tracking chart, all kinds of information on storms, sunrise, sunset, tide tables, a lot of information, 36 pages. You'll find it, and of course they're free, and you'll find it at West Marine here in Mobile and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road. Robert Moore Christmas Town, they also have copies. And if you're on the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate there in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and also Robertsdale Power Equipment. And I also want to thank some of our advertisers and make it possible, Alabama Power, Chemco Metal Buildings, also Smith Electric, Sexton Landscaping, and Moffett Road Storage. And we thank those folks for participating.
All right, absolutely. Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:40, we'll check in with Kane and the traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mike Rogers, president of the construction company Rogers & Willard. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Mike Rogers survived the recession of 2008, even though his company lost a third of their business the following year. It was tough, but their motto of built lean and build smart, which had been their motto for years, proved an invaluable way to run the business. Today, Rogers and Willard is busy, and Mike stays in the weeds with his clients, feeling that his connection with his clients and the time spent on the job site with them is key to his success. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
Pitson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Nice ride across the Bayway so far. We've seen some delays on 181 right by 31 and I-10 by the Eastern Shore Center. But if you're traveling across the Bayway, no problems. Downtown, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, Cottage Hill, Dolphin, Moffitt, 65, all running smooth. Jubilee Roofing today. Me can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:42 FM Talk 106.5. Remember, online at fmtalk1065.com. You get podcast a la carte for the 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming we do. Also, even more convenient, we suggest you subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Get those podcasts delivered to your smartphone for Apple users, iTunes, Android users, Stitcher. But also, there's other ways to do it. You don't just have to do those two.
Yeah, Spotify and TuneIn Radio, where you might already be streaming us for free using the TuneIn app on your phone. Now you can get the podcasts on TuneIn as well. So, no excuses.
Yeah, and let me double back on that because I need to do a better job on that, reminding you that's how you listen to this station on your phone. We're always hearing people go, "What, you know, what app or whatever?" It's called TuneIn Radio, and when you download it, you there's a freemium version, the free version that you and I both run. That version's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I'm nothing against TuneIn Radio. I want them to make a profit. I want them to do well. But if you get the regular free version of TuneIn Radio, you'll be just fine. You'll get all the functionality that you need. It's an easy download. When you get it, you just hit local radio and then hit FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to us. If a phone call comes in, it pauses the audio. You can pick it back up where you left off.
Yeah, DVR for your ears. So it'd be DAR, I guess. I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, every time we bring up TuneIn, sometimes people that download the app say, "Hey, it's not free. It's saying I have to pay for it." Not true. They want you to pay for the premium service, but you don't have to. You can listen to us for free.
That's TuneIn Radio. Get that from Google Play for Android or the iTunes Store. So check that out. And reminder, too, talking about podcasts, if you go to the front page of our website at fmtalk1065.com, you can also click the link for Moon Pie Minute and go back and binge listen to all the Moon Pie Minutes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, catch up on details for Mardi Gras, like parade start times and the routes and all that kind of stuff. It's all on our website.
Yeah, and it's starting to stack up. We've got 18 podcasts of the Moon Pie Minute currently up on that page. Just a couple minutes for each one, so you can go through and listen and binge them all in one listening session.
All right, very good. 7:43, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Mobile police officer a little banged up this morning after a police chase ends in a crash inside the Wallace Tunnel. That accident happened on the eastbound side of the Wallace Tunnel close to 1:30 a.m. Monday morning. Mobile police say that the officer was trying to stop the driver of a black Chevy Impala who was driving without a tag. Well, the driver didn't stop to be questioned, but did slam on their brakes. That officer then hit that vehicle and disabled his own cruiser. The suspect, meantime, kept going. Shortly after the crash, police started searching the area outside of the tunnel after they say they saw the suspect throw something from their window. Unfortunately, their
search did not turn up any objects. If you have information about a black Impala without tags, call police. Thankfully, no one was injured. Once the driver is captured, they do face multiple charges to include attempting to elude police, reckless endangerment, and leaving the scene of an accident. Mark your calendars for this Thursday, especially if you want to ask a question of your local lawmakers. The Senate and House Democratic Caucuses Listening Town Hall is this Thursday at Williamson High School from 6 to 8 p.m. And you're invited to ask a question. They say everyone is welcome, and you may submit your question in advance to townhall@alabamahousedems.com. The committee is inviting you because they say we want to hear from you. Let's talk about the important issues. Some of the issues listed are jobs, education, prison reform, health care, and more, and environmental justice. And those scheduled to be in attendance include Representative Adeline Clark, Representative Napoleon Bracey Jr., Representative Sam Jones, Representative Barbara Drummond, and Senator Vivian Figures. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenage murder suspect is now in jail. 19-year-old Terrence Sims surrendered to police on Monday after more than a week on the run. Police were looking for Sims for a shooting in broad daylight at the Crichton Shopping Center. He's charged with the murder of 20-year-old Christopher Edwards. A woman is in the Escambia County Jail after authorities say she hit two people, including a teenager, with her car. It happened at a home on Decatur Avenue in Warrington. Troopers say Patricia Winters was backing out when she dragged a woman with her driver's side door. A 16-year-old girl ran over to help when she was also hit by Winters' car. Authorities say the girl fell to the ground and was run over again. She suffered internal injuries, including broken ribs. Winters is charged with hit and run and aggravated battery. Eric Watt has pleaded guilty to driving high and drunk when his vehicle plowed into eight servicemen walking along Perdido Beach Boulevard in 2017. Six of them were seriously injured. Watt will be sentenced April 30th. He faces up to 5 years in prison and will also have to pay restitution to some of the victims. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our two-for-$4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any two for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
The Duke Blue Devils back on top. A future Baseball Hall of Famer announces his retirement, and Maryland coach Mike Locksley gets a gift via the transfer portal. 748 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The newest AP Top 25 poll was released Monday, and as expected, Tennessee's four-week reign at the top of the poll ended following their blowout loss to Kentucky on Saturday. The Vols were replaced at number one by Duke. The Blue Devils received 28 of 32 first-place votes this week, returning to the top spot for the third time this season. Gonzaga moved up to number two and received the remaining four votes for number one, followed by number three, Virginia. Kentucky moved up to fourth, and Tennessee's second loss of the season caused them to fall to number five. Nevada remains ranked sixth, followed by Michigan at seven, and Houston, Marquette, and North Carolina at 8, 9, and 10. LSU is the only other SEC team currently ranked in the top 25. They moved up six spots to number 13 this week after beating Kentucky on the road last week. Auburn's just outside of the rankings. They received 21 votes. Mississippi State received two, and Ole Miss got one. Tonight, there are four SEC games to be played. At 6 p.m., Vanderbilt plays at number 5, Tennessee, and Ole Miss plays at South Carolina. Then at 8 o'clock, Alabama's on the road to take on Texas A&M. The Tide will try to end a two-game slide after blowout losses to Mississippi State and Florida last week. Also at 8 o'clock tonight, Missouri hosts number 4-ranked Kentucky. In some baseball news, Bruce Bochy announced that he will retire as manager of the San Francisco Giants following the conclusion of the 2019 season. Bochy became the manager of the Giants in 2007 after managing the San Diego Padres for 12 seasons. He led the Giants to three World Series titles in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
In my mind, it's time. You know, I've managed with my gut. You know, I came up here in 2007 on my gut. And so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride.
The 63-year-old reportedly told his team Monday morning during a team meeting, Bochy's 1,926 career victories ranks 11th all-time among managers. In college football, former Virginia Tech Hokies quarterback Josh Jackson announced that he is transferring to Maryland for the 2019 season to play under new Terrapins head coach Mike Locksley. Jackson will be immediately eligible as a graduate transfer. He missed all but three games last season with the Hokies due to a leg injury. In his redshirt freshman season in 2017, Jackson passed for 2,991 yards, rushed for 324, and picked up 26 total touchdowns. It's a nice addition for Locksley, whom Maryland hired in December after he served as offensive coordinator at Alabama. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Monday that Oklahoma wide receiver Marquise Brown underwent surgery for a Lisfranc injury last month that will prevent him from participating in the combine and his pro day. Lisfranc injuries are a fracture or a dislocation of the metatarsal bones in the foot. Brown's a projected top 15 pick in April's NFL draft. He is expected to be ready for summer training camp. If you like to golf, there's a cool event coming up in March. American Legion posts in Mobile and Baldwin counties will host a charity golf classic to celebrate the American Legion's 100th birthday. Tournament is scheduled for Sunday, March 23rd at the Spring Hill College Golf Course on Dolphin Street. Proceeds from the tournament will benefit local veterans and youth through various American Legion programs. They're inviting all local veterans and golfers to participate. Fee is $75 per golfer or $300 for a four-person team, but you can also donate or sponsor to the American Legion. Registration forms available at your local American Legion posts or on Facebook at the American Legion District 33 page. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center off of Spring Hill Avenue, right by the Mobile Infirmary Medical Center. You've got heavier traffic also on Old Shell by UMS Wright. You've got the school zone traffic. Watch for radar again this morning from I-10, range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road. Good news is, across the Bayway, the Causeway, no major backups, delays, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork. You're also accident-free. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits & Tons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. See them at PitsandTonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" and I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Uh-oh. Drama. It's on between Motley Crue and Kiss.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what the feud is all about coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Baldwin County this morning as we're learning even more details about a recent drug bust. And it was a concerted effort by the Foley Police and the South Baldwin Special Response Team. They executed a narcotic search warrant at a home in Foley, and that led to the search and recovery of 188 grams of synthetic cannabinoid, also known as spice. 42-year-old Wesley Siobhan Williams, the homeowner, already had an existing distribution of a controlled substance warrant out for his arrest at the time. He's now charged with additional charges of drug trafficking and possession of drug paraphernalia. And then there's 30-year-old Nathaniel Antoine Page II. He was also charged in this case with unlawful possession of a controlled substance, attempting to elude, and giving false name to law enforcement. Both were out on probation for previous drug charges. The police chief says that home was vacant without electricity or running water and was being used as a drug house for years, despite repeated warnings to the family who owns the residence. If you have a kid headed to Auburn University, or perhaps you're an Auburn grad, listen to this when it comes to the culinary scene. Auburn University says they're moving forward with a $94.5 million Culinary Science Center, which will include a teaching boutique hotel and restaurant. The Culinary Science Center is expected to open in 2021. It's a 142,000 square foot project. Listen to some of the plans inside: a 32-room boutique teaching hotel for hospitality management students, a 40-seat teaching restaurant open to the public with a chef in residence program, a 9,000 square foot food hall for vendors with a coffee bar and roastery. How about the Distilled Spirit Center? Yes, a micro distillery to demonstrate the process to students. There's also a culinary exhibition lab, and the school says they're planning a rotating roster of celebrity chefs for weekend workshops who can stay at the Laurel because they will have 6 upper level residences for long term leasing. Wow. Talk about getting an exemplary education and a delicious degree. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 656. Thank you, Kelly. All right, drama. Drama out there in the final tour of Metal Vets, Kiss. Here's the story. So Kiss is using cranes on their farewell tour, all right, so the guys can float over the audience while they play. The guys in Motley Crue are really teed off with this. I love this kind of drama stuff. So the guys with Motley Crue are peeved here with the guys from Kiss because Motley Crue says that's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Motley Crue said they used cranes on their farewell tour a few years ago, and now they say the guys from Kiss are stealing that. Nikki Sixx posted a picture of himself on his crane and Gene Simmons on his and said, quote, "Wow, our body wasn't even cold before they took this exact grand finale from our tour. Might not matter to Kiss fans, but it does to Crue fans. I dug their music when I was a little kid, and it was cool to co-headline together a few years ago, but this disappoints me."
Mm.
So there you go.
Is Kiss using the roller coaster drum kit with the loop-de-loop?
Yeah, that would be something. I don't think Peter Criss can handle that, but so yeah, there you go. So there's some drama out there in the metal world. It is Motley Crue versus Kiss. Who would win that battle, too, if you had to? I think Gene Simmons could hold his own.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think
Tommy Lee might be a little too skinny.
Ace could hold his own. It would be an interesting battle. You can let us know who you think would win on our text line, because that's how we're rolling on this Tuesday morning edition of Mobile Mornings. Coming back next hour, Quinn Hilliard joins us, plus we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. I love it. Kiss of Motley Crue in a spat.